Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Welcome back to the show. Happy 2023. I am very excited to chat with you. I'm excited to talk about reading intentions, the 2022 wrap up, and whatnot. So as you probably noticed, every year I make a list of reading goals and intentions that sometimes I meet and other times I fell short. For me, my reading life is a critical aspect of my life. I don't watch a lot of TV. I can spend hours reading. And back in the day, 2016, 2017, when I discovered reading again, I used to finish a book within 3 to 4 hours. It was like my whole thing. Like, that was the only thing I did. Like, I would say 2016 was a tough year in many changes and aspects. I was actually, for half of the year, was unemployed. And I discovered reading at the time where I had landed a job that I had nothing to do. I had not much going on. And I was clear that I did not want to engage in social media because I had a job in a similar stage 6 months prior. And I was in social media all year long. And I was depressed. And I was like, I don't want to be depressed. And so I discovered BookTube and I discovered reading, and I started reading like fantasy romance, and then somehow I stumbled upon romance, and because the books were so cheap, they were like 99 cents, $2.99, $1.99, I was like, I'm just going to consume them. And so I read mostly indie. I read on my phone pretty much all day long. That's all I did. And so that year I read 270-something books. That was between May and December. So imagine, like, that's like a lot of books. And then the next year I had like, I removed all the projects. I was not creating content. I was not doing anything. And all I did was just to spend time reading. So I stuck around with this job until April. And then I took like a 6 week somewhat sabbatical, I went to Puerto Rico, I spent a couple weeks in New York, I spent a couple weeks in Europe, and then I got another job. But I still make sure I was, like, still reading. And so 2017, I read, like, 360-something books. Not 365, it was, like, a little full short. I think it's 361, 62 books I ended up reading. And so, yeah. So that was, like, 2017. As you know, in December 2017, I started the podcast. And so I started creating bookish content because I was like, well, what can I do? And so when I started creating bookish content, I thought, I got to do what other people are doing. So I'm going to read traditionally published books. Even though my bread and butter, what I was reading was indie books. And we'll circle back to that place. And so I venture out and I ended up switching jobs and I ended up landing the job that I currently have. And so a lot of changes happened. And my reading life decreased. Like, it was a struggle. It was a struggle in some ways because I was reading what I was hyped up books, but I was not happy about it. My reading slowed down dramatically, and I was just like, I don't know what to do. But I was loving creating content, and I was like, okay, like, this is what I'm meant to be doing. And so after much try and true for the past like 5 years, I've been finding my groove back, like finding what will work for me. And so I think 2022 was the year that I think I figured shit out. So, all right, let's do a look back at 2022, the stats. So I finished 253 books. I finished more books this year than ever before since I started creating content. So 2017 was the last year that I read more books than we did today. But 253 books is not a bad deal. My goal is 150, then I met that goal, then I went to 200, then I met that goal, and I was like, well, I might as well just do 250 and see if I meet the goal. And I met the goal about a week and a half before the end of the year, so around Christmas time I met that goal, And then I just started discovering fantasy romance because I was like, well, there's a week before Christmas and I met the goal at Christmas and New Year's, and I might as well just read something that would be fine. So I read like really long tome books, so 700, 800 pages books, and I finished them. And so that's why there's like less books. There could have been more, but it was just a free fall. It was just like fun. And so I read that. I started this year with like intention of reading a book a day. I was like, I'm going to do this. And so I read, started strong with 34 books in January, but I could not sustain it. Like reading 34 books, if you're not used to it and you have other responsibilities, because I was also doing the blog, I was working long hours, I was still adjusting to my life, and I was just like, what am I going to do? And I couldn't read at work because that was something I could do years ago. I was able to read at work, and I couldn't read at work. I can listen to books at work, but it just depends. It depends on the day. It depends on my mood. So I couldn't sustain 34 books a month. You know, that was just like not for me right now. So it went back and down. I had some months I read 12 books, and there's some months I read 20, and there's some months of stuff. And then Hurricane Ian happened, and I think I touched upon this at a previous episode, but I suffer from CPTSD. So it's a complex PTSD, and it's basically you have a traumatic event and just going over and over and over and just triggers shit out. So I actually had what it would be like traumatic childhood, which is like not, it's, I've been in therapy, I've worked with it, I've worked through it, but the lingering effects is that I have PTSD. And so I realized I needed to be very gentle. And so that's why I took a break over the fall of creating content, creating podcasts, because I needed to just go back to basics. I needed to go back to a place where I can feel safe enough to feel, I can feel safe enough to just be present in my life and be mindful. So I went back to meditation, journaling every day. And so for some reason, October was a month where I was like, I was finishing a book a day. I was like just diving into it. I was still creating content. I was still doing the things that I needed to do, not doing podcasts, but creating content in other areas. And I was like, actually, I was able to find my groove back. I went back to the books I was finishing. This was a different thing. I was finishing not traditional published books, but I was finishing Kindle Unlimited books. And I was finishing traditional published as audio. And I was actually having fun because I was like, I realized I found the right combination for me. Audiobooks were working well for traditional published because I didn't have to pay attention to them. I was like, I just listened to them and just got through them. And then Kindle Limiteds were kind of like fun just to enjoy. They were like more engaging, they were more fun, there were more risks, there were more unique situations. And so I found a groove of like having both things at the same time and doing that. And so October was like a good month. I read 28 books, and in November I read 25 books. December, as I mentioned, I just hit my goal, and then I was like, I'm going to take some risks and read some fantasy romance, which is like something I normally wouldn't do because they're so long and it'll take me so long to finish. But I was like, let me just give it a try. And so I finished some fantasy romance, and that's something you're going to be able to look for the goal. As I mentioned, audiobooks became kind of like a new thing. I started listening to audiobooks while I was in Chicago. So it was 2020. I think I had, because of the PTSD, I suffer from insomnia. And so I discovered that I can listen to an audiobook while I was awake at night. And so I did that in 2020. I think the first audiobook that I listened like that was Tweet Cute, which I actually DNF'd earlier on the year as an ARC. And I was like, let me just pick something that's going to be like saccharine, that's going to be sweet, and it's going to be easy. It's like not angsty. And so I listened to it, and I was like hooked. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I discovered that I can listen to audiobooks before going to bed. They'll put me up to sleep. I like books are like not triggering, like not angsty and stuff like that. Those are books for me to go to bed. So I listened to that. And then so 2022 was a year that I was like, okay, I'm going to pay more attention to this. Like, let me just do this, like, wait to sneak in more thing. So I incorporate audiobooks to more things into my repertoire. Like, sometimes I listen to the audiobook, I'll read the book, and I'll listen to the audiobook, finish an audio, or going to start vice versa. I start listening to audiobook, and then just finish it in audio. I'm reading. Going to bed is the main one that I use, sometimes incorporate at work. And so in 2022, I listened to 95 audiobooks between read and listen and full audiobooks. I listened full audiobooks, about 70 of them. And some of them are short, some of them are long, some of them are a mix. I am able to listen at 2 to 2.5 speed. I would like to increase that some more. But when I have access to the ARCs, some of those ARCs, it's a different software. And so the fastest speed I can listen is 2 point speed. So, but it's kind of like fun. I am actually enjoying this. I have launched a second website called What to Listen Next. That's going to be a project next year, is to talk about all things audiobooks because I'm fascinated by it. I'm looking to tell you the different narrators, different audiobooks, like how to listen to them. And so that's going to be a project for 2023, is to see what to listen next, to be the next thing. And maybe I'll do some episodes if you're interested in audiobook specific content, because it makes sense. Like, we're bookish readers, so we're reading books, we're listening to podcasts, you might as well just listen to an audiobook. So that's going to be the next one. The next thing I want to talk about is new to me authors, and this is a big one that I just didn't realize. I wanted to make an effort to read new authors, like not get stuck with it. And like this, I'm always consuming, trying to like figure out who's new. And so I read 101 new to me authors this past year, which was great because I discovered favorite books, I discovered new series, I got to meet some of these new authors. So there, I got to invite them to come on the show, and so that was really cool. And so next year, I want to up that up, like make an intention to read more new to me authors, to read and discover new to me authors. And for me, that would be more indie as opposed to traditional published books. Like, I just want to try to like find like different indies. Speaking of indies, Kindle Unlimited has been like godsend. Like, I am converted to Kindle Unlimited. I want to be like. I want to tell you all about Kindle Unlimited because it's just like it makes such an interesting thing. It's a service that I actually have been a member since 2016. I got a gift for a 2 year membership, last 2 years ago that I've been using. My 2 year membership ends in March, but because I bought two different Kindles, I extended. I got like Kindle Unlimited, so I have Kindle Unlimited till November, and I'm definitely gonna buy a 2 year membership because it's like a great deal. It's $150 for 2 years, and if I'm reading 100 to 200 books, it's like you're saving so much money. So basically, I would say like letting go of traditional published books and just doing them, like doing them on audio, seems to be the best way to go. So Kindle Unlimited has been kind of like a fun place to discover new to me authors and new to me genres and new to me things. It's a low stake way to look at things like fantasy romance and paranormal romance and romantic suspense. And like, you're not pay you're paying for the service, and you're paying the author by reading the book, but you're not losing money, quote unquote. So like, I think I got a Kindle wrap up and I save about $500 on just books that I read. And I think that's a little skew, and I'm gonna track that next year, like how much money I save. But that's actually really cool. Like, you're saving money and at the same time you're actually reading and you're actually having fun with it. So Kindle Unlimited has been a lesson. So let's talk about 2023 goals and intentions and promises and what I wanted to do. So for the first one is the numerical. I For Goodreads right now I set up 250, but reality is I'm striving for 300. So my commitment is to read or listen to 25 books a month. This is manageable. I realize this is like the manageable number. 30, 31 books is a little too much. I need to have some freedom to flexibility for days. Some days I can finish 2 books or 3 books, and other days I can just finish like 1 book. So I need that flexibility. And so 25 books is like the magic number. If I hit more than that, great. If I don't, that's fine, but I can play around with it. The final thing is I'm taking a break from NetGalley, and so any email pitches and stuff like that. So I'm gonna read fewer ARCs, like read with my eyes. I'm gonna listen to them if I have access to them, whether they're before publication or after publication. I'll listen to those hyped up books, but I'm not gonna read them. I have read a couple 2023 books in preparation for this year, and I was gonna do an episode about 23 titles you want to look for. And everything was meh. And it's just me. It's just me. Like, it's just meh for me. And so I realized, I'm like, I need a break from that. And I need a break from the meh and find joy in reading again. So taking a break from NetGalley, taking a break from the hyped up books, taking a break from social media telling me these are the books I must read, and discovering Udemy authors for me. So that couples up with, since I want to read 25 books, I got to find new books to read. So that means read more KU books. I would like to, by the end of the year, to have read about 200 Kindle Unlimited books. So this year I read 94, so it's 188. This, if I double it, but I want to try to do around the numbers to 200 is the number that I'm looking for. So as much as possible, I'll be reading KU. And that's the good thing about KU is that if you borrow the book and you can get the audio for $7. So, like, you can actually, like, it's not a bad deal. And sometimes Amazon does, like, these sales, Audible sales, so you can get, like, some of the audiobooks like that. The other thing is I do have Script and I have Hoopla. And so a lot of indies may have the audio in Script or Hoopla, and I can listen to them. So it's a combination of things. Like, the book should be in KU, but it can be, I can listen to it, I can find it in other places, and I can just enjoy it. But yeah, so KU. The big one, this is a big one, is that I'm on hauling and selling and donating all of my physical books. Right now, I have stacks upon stacks of books that are up for sale in Pango Books. I'll put the link to my store in the show notes, in the description. So I'm selling most of my books, like some of the new releases, some of the hardcovers and stuff like that. I'm also looking for to donate books here in Tampa. So that's the other thing. I may just go to Goodwill and donate more books and stuff like that. So I will donate all the historical romance books that I bought over years ago, 2020, when I was accumulating books. So I'm just getting rid of it. And the reason why I'm getting rid of the physical books is because I stopped reading physical books since 2019. I do not read them. I don't like the font. I don't like holding a book. It doesn't give me joy. I don't like book buying the books in the store. I went to Barnes & Noble's actually a few weeks ago for the first time since March 2020. And it was fun just to see all the books that I've seen and all the stuff. But there was like no joy and be like, okay, I need to buy this book and I'm going to read it at home. Like, I bought a journal. Like, I rather buy journals. I rather buy things that I'm actually going to use every day. And so I read as an ebook. So I think for me, my book buying situation happens on ebooks. It happens on like audiobooks. It happens in the library. I find joy going to scrolling through the library for seeing what's available. I love doing that. That's actually one of my favorite tasks to do, is like put an audiobook and then just scroll through Libby, like sides of like places of like books and books and books to listen, to read, to try out. Like, what did they acquire? Like, new. I have access to like 10 different libraries, and so I love borrowing books from the library. And so that's where I find myself the best thing. So I am selling all my books and I am very excited. I've sold about 50 books already. And that money is going to different things that are covering different expenses. But that's kind of like fun just to get rid of, you know, things that are no longer in alignment for me. Oh, I got a couple more. So finally, this is kind of like an interesting thing that happened like really late in this year, was that I explore fantasy romance. And I want to do that. I want to explore fantasy romance, paranormal romance. I've been wanting to do this project for years. I think since 2021, I wanted to explore paranormal romance. And so I have like a couple ideas how I'm going to do this. It's very loosely based. It's not set in concrete motion, but I want to explore that. I really read a couple books from Carissa Broadbent. They're great. They're on Kindle Unlimited. And so I realized, was like, I really like this. I'm reading Zodiac Academy, which is, I have no words, but I'm loving it. I'm having fun with it. And so I think I want to go back to those roots and go back to and explore fantasy and paranormal romance. And so it was kind of like exciting. And the one thing I wanted to do is once a month, try something outside of my comfort zone. So it doesn't have to be like 10 books or 5 books. It can just be one book. Like, it can be nonfiction, it can be historical fiction, it can be like thrillers, it can be something else. But once a month, I'm treating myself to an outside of comfort zone book. And we'll see. So I hope for this year, in terms of content wise, I would say there's going to be about 1 to 2 episodes a week. I am working towards like getting to 1,000 episodes, and that's going to take like I calculate it's going to take about 2 to 3 years together. We're at 565 episodes, so it's going to 565 when I'm recording, but it's going to be like this 560 or 67. So that's one thing I'm going to look for, is to have to work towards like creating content. So there's going to be consistent content for the podcast. There's going to be more risk, trying more creative stuff. So I may do episodes about books that I read. I may do Kindle Unlimited recommendation episodes. I may invite friends to talk about like their recommendations about different niche, different topics, different genres. There will be some author interviews. I am looking to invite more indie author interviews because that's what I'm reading and that's what I'm excited for. So I hope that you can get to know some of these Kindle Limited authors and get to know them a little bit better and try out their books. And so, because they're low stake trying out those books. So hopefully you'll get to see a little bit more of diversity with that. So that's pretty much what is exciting for the podcast. So I want to hear from you. What are some of your reading goals? What are you hope to accomplish this year when it comes to reading life? So feel free to share us now on whatToReadNextBlog.com. There's a blog post related to it, and the link will be in the show notes. And if you can shoot me an email at Laura@whatToReadNextBlog.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatToReadNextBlog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get 2 audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of 1 with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatToReadNextBlog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.